Hello and welcome to the Market Podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shita Jananda and today I have with me a very special guest, Sachin Shah, Fund Manager at MK Investment Managers. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Shah.
Hi, Shita. Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you so much for your kind words, Mr. Shah. And well, the first question I wanted to put it across to you is that, and it's very relevant at this point in time, and I'm sure a lot of investors would want to know. So what is your take on the US Fed policy outcome? And do you think that it could weigh on Indian markets in the near term?
Shitij, you know, if you see the last night's Fed statement, I think it's very clear that they are going to keep the rates very, very low. In fact, they're going to keep the rates almost nearly at zero. And now they have said that they're going to keep it till 2023, so which is good full 2 years now, at least, if not more. That's point one. The other thing is they have also ruled out a major challenge or major concern of inflation. I mean, they do not see a very stark inflation. That's a very second comment from Fed. And effectively what it means is that the monetary policy is going to remain very easy in the US markets. Also, if you think about it, for after many years, you can see probably the US government and the Fed, or maybe the government and the central bank, are probably on the same page, because as we know that the US government has also passed a large bill, the parliament has passed a large bill, and I believe the paychecks have also started now getting credited in the consumers' accounts. So, you know, all of this definitely leads us to believe that we are going to be in a very, very low interest rate environment. And the way Fed is saying, probably the inflation will also not shoot up beyond a point. Saying that, I think we all have to also respect that market has its own mind. And or if not markets, I think overall collective wisdom has its own mind. And in the long term, they also tend to be correct at times. So from that perspective, we should be cognizant of the fact that this kind of easy monetary policy will also have its own repercussions, either on the US currency or in by way of inflated asset prices, right? We have already seen a lot of asset price inflation, whether be it oil, be it ferrous metals, non-ferrous metals. Of course, we haven't seen that kind of inflation so far, fortunately, on the food side. Hopefully that will be controlled. But housing prices have been booming across the world. So I think those repercussions will be there, and we will have to position ourselves keeping that in mind.
Right. And if you look at the data, Sachin, then FIs have turned net sellers recently. Can we say that foreign investors are adjusting their portfolios ahead of the financial year closing?
Well, very, very, very difficult to say that, Shitij. But I can tell you that the kind of the selling that we are seeing from the FI side is not something very large. In fact, the kind of buying that we have seen is very large. So in comparison to that, it's not a very large selling. And we have to understand that within FIIs also, there are categories of FIIs. So there are certain FIIs who are long only FIIs. There are certain sovereign funds. There are some pension funds. At the same time, there are FIIs who are more like a smart traders kind of funds, where they actually try to play arbitrage opportunities. So for example, if somebody would have borrowed money in the US market when the interest rates were say 1% or sub 1%, and would have tried to invest in emerging markets, today when the US interest rates are bouncing by almost, it's gone 1.7% today, I believe. So there's some bit of the arbitrage will get reversed, and it could be selling from that side also. So very difficult to give a color to this FII selling at this point in time, because it's not very meaningful. It's compared to what the buying that has happened in the last 12 to 18 months.
Right. And if you look at, we are talking about the financial year. So what is your outlook for the FY22?
Shitij, my sense is, if I look at ground level, there are two parts. Okay. First is that if I look at the macro globally, and then if you look at macro closer to home, which is the domestic macro. Macro globally, we just discussed, the only challenge that we see is some bit of asset price inflation and maybe some bit of weakening of certain currencies. Okay. That's so effectively some bit of inflation is the biggest risk on the macro global side. But when I look at macro domestic, we are seeing a lot of positive developments at the corporate level, at the government policy level, and also when I see at the overall ground level demand, both urban and rural. actually things are really, really picking up, and all of them seem to be pointing towards an all-round recovery, both at the corporate earnings and at the economy level, right? So from that perspective, I strongly believe that FY22 is actually going to be a year where we will see very, very strong corporate earnings growth. In fact, both FY22 and 23, I would say. And, you know, today, if you see each of the industries, whether it is IT, pharma, banking, auto, building products, across the board, we are seeing decent amount of business momentum actually happening in the right direction. Plus, you know, on the export side also, the companies are getting huge amount of inquiries and orders both together from a lot of countries which were earlier sourcing their needs from China. So the China plus one strategy is not only a potential, but it's already culminating and happening at the ground level in a lot of industries, say for example, chemicals, autos, right, all of that. At the same time, in the domestic economy, the way the housing sector is actually picking up, a lot of these ancillary businesses, which is a very large industry, be it paints industry, be it ceramics, be it your, you know, other whatever housing related businesses, all of them are seeing a very, very positive acceleration. Mm-hmm. So my sense is that FY22 and 23 both are going to be quite positive as far as the earnings growth is going to be concerned.
Right. Well, that sounds good news for investors and for the markets as well. And recently, you know, we've seen, you know, markets have been flooded with IPOs. You know, a total of 27 IPOs have hit the market, market since the beginning of 2020. Well, this is a common phenomenon during the bull markets, but what are your views on the companies that are getting listed?
See, the patterns are very similar in every bull market. The first round of the IPOs are always quality IPOs, okay? And we are in the first round of the bull run,
okay?
Right? So most of these companies so far that have got listed are fairly decent quality businesses. These are companies which have genuinely good outlook potential, good quality management as far as the management integrity, management capability, you know, all of that is concerned. So I think a lot of these companies have a good potential for the next few years.
Right. And also finally, are there any vaccine plays or stocks which investors could look at for the next 6 to 12 months?
See, there will always be some plays and one will have to be a little selective over there. For example, there is a pharma company which has just got an outsourcing order from one of the vaccine players, right? It's again one of the recently listed IPOs, okay? To be specific, Glen Pharma. And they have just got some new order for contract manufacturing for vaccines. So like this, there will be a few opportunities. But we have to understand, Shikish, that at the end of it, vaccine is just one of the opportunities. And it probably is going to be a limited opportunity. It's not going to be an ongoing opportunity beyond a point, right? So I would rather, focus and urge investors also to focus on opportunities which are more secular, which will play out over a period of next 2, 3, 5 years. Okay. I think that is where, because market, as I said earlier, also in its own wisdom or as a collective wisdom, understands all of this. So the one-off opportunities will not probably get high valuation. The valuations will be for secular opportunities.
Right. So looking at the secular opportunities, well, thank you, Mr. Shah, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thanks, Shipit. Thanks a lot.